Evolution, is it a barrier to the gospel?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the most in-demand Christian speakers in North America. Ken, I've heard some Christians say that by allowing evolution and billions of years of Earth history, non-Christian scientists are more likely to accept Christianity. But what do you think?
Well, from my experience, I believe the opposite's true. In fact, I've even seen non-Christian scientists lose their respect for Christians when they see them take evolution and add it to the Bible. You know, over 100 years ago, there was a very famous man called Thomas Huxley. He was an ardent humanist. Now, Huxley went around the world preaching evolution and putting down Christianity. But when he saw the theologians of the day accepting evolution, then adding it to the Bible, Huxley pointed out to these compromisers how inconsistent that was. He showed them that if they believed in evolution, they couldn't believe in the doctrines of the New Testament and would have to throw away the whole message of Christianity. You know what? Huxley seemed to understand Christianity better than these Christians. He saw clearly that the New Testament doctrines were based on Genesis and that evolution destroyed Christianity. How can Christians better witness to non-Christians? Well, by opposing evolution and defending Genesis and thus the whole Bible.
One of our best witnessing tools is Ken Ham's booklet on dinosaurs. You can find it on our website, answersradio.com. Print out a copy and share it with a non-Christian. It's free when you go to our attractive and easy-to-use website, answersradio.com.